Hey, everybody. Welcome to Mondays with Maggie. My name is Jesse Blanco, host of not only this podcast, but Eat It Like It with Jesse Blanco. You can find that every single weekend on television. Remember that? Sundays, 1230 on WJCL here in the Savannah Hilton Head Market. We cover food around here like no one else does, can, or will. I'm confident enough to say that. On the other end of the line here is Margaret. We call her Maggie Crenshaw. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. You have energy today.
You can feel it. You can feel it, huh?
It must be this cold weather.
No, it's the fact that I've got about 20 things to do today and not enough time to do it. And I know that already before 9 a.m. So I'm kind of jacked up to see how many I can get done. I'm having one of those days.
I feel that way today too.
Yeah. And it helps that I just found out not 40 minutes ago that it's going to hit about 60 degrees today. So that's inspiring.
It sure is, man. It's going to be like climbing out of a cave.
Yeah. And you know, I just obviously popped that word out, but it does when it gets, you know, we went through some 20s at night, you know, 30, 32, 33 in the morning, and we still are in the 30s in the morning. But when you know it's going to hit the big 6-0, it's kind of like, oh, I can get some stuff done today because I'm not going to be absolutely miserable going outside.
That's right.
Very cool. Well, we've got a lot to get to today, all over the place. I spent some time on your island, a good amount of time on your island. I'll tell you all about it. We're going to start with sushi.
Yes.
I'm embarrassed to say that I've never been to Hinoki.
I can't believe that. If I've been there one time, I've been there 3,000 times. I mean, it's just the go-to.
Yeah. But as I say on every podcast, you know, when I'm over there, it's usually for a thing. So,
That's right. We'll have to carve out a special time and make it a thing that take you to sushi.
Yeah, one of our mutual friends threatened me over the weekend with give me a date, even if it's a month in advance, and we're going to set it aside, and you and I are going to have dinner. And I said, okay. And I started looking at the calendar. I'm like, okay, I'll get to that later. Next thing you know, 3 months go by, and we haven't done it. So, such is life when you're trying to carve out an empire, right?
That's right.
How was it? I mean, you know, you've obviously been 10,000 times because it's good. I've heard it's the best sushi on the island.
So, yes, this was a similar situation to yours with your friend where we've been trying to get together for several months and it just had never materialized. And so we finally picked a date and we went to go to Masala Mantra, the new Indian place that was what he was wanting to try because, you know, as you know, it's pretty new. It's about, right, what, 6 months old now, seven months old. So anyway, we got there and they were on like a 45-minute wait. So we just decided to pivot and we went to Hinoki instead. Tried and true. We knew we'd love it. And they were popping too. I mean, they were people waiting. It was going to be like an hour wait for a table, but they did have two seats at their little bar that, not the sushi bar, but the bar. And we were like, yeah, we'll sit there. So we had a really nice time. And as cold and desolate as it seems in January, it was nice to be inside a warm restaurant that was crowded with people, lots of activity, lots of laughing and, you know, fun stuff going on, kind of like a hangover from the holidays where people are just still, you know, rejoicing and enjoying each other's company. So, and the food is consistent, you know, it never ever changes. It's just really, really good.
I would imagine if it's been around so long, that's always a good measure, not only a full dining room, but if a restaurant, especially on the island, if it's been there for a hot minute, then you know it's good.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. And we had all of our favorite rolls.
What are your favorite rolls?
Wizard roll, dragon roll, spicy tuna. We had a Fire Island roll, and neither of us, I don't think, had really ever had that before.
Sounds like a Harry Potter movie. Wizard roll, dragon roll. What'd you say? The Voldemort roll. Did you have one of those?
Hilarious.
That's funny. Uh-oh. Very cool. Very cool. Yeah. No, it's on my list. It's on my list. Have not made it over there. I used to go eat sushi once upon a long time ago at the other place. What's it called over there where Sam's used to be? Oko?
Yes, Oko.
Mm-hmm. Is Oko still there?
They are still there, yeah. They are our go-to for hibachi now. That
gotcha.
The other place on the south end that had been here for so long went out a few years back. So Oko is the go-to for hibachi.
Gotcha. Yeah, I used to go to Oko. I wouldn't say quite a bit, but a number of times I went there and I enjoyed it very, very much. I loved the scene there. You be quiet.
Correct. You know, it's been so cold. I just have kind of hunkered down. I've been cooking a lot of my creature comforts and just staying in, keeping warm. I've got chili in the fridge. I've got chicken pot pie.
Yeah, that goes back to what I was saying a few minutes ago. When it's high of 41... or 44, high of 44, and nobody wanted to go outside. So you know, that's why, like, today as we record this, it's going to be high of 60, and I'm like, woohoo! I might go out in shorts. So I spent I can't say the weekend, but I spent a good amount of time bopping around your island on Saturday. I was invited to a dinner Friday night at Link's, which, you know, I've made no secret is one of my favorites. And it was a four or five course wine dinner themed around The Godfather, the movie The Godfather. And
interesting.
It was super cool. The menu, Chef Sean Carroll, who's not only a great guy, but a crazy good talent, had told us he'd been discussing it with management for a couple of years. He's a big Italian food guy. That's his passion, he said, and he wanted to do something that was themed around The Godfather. So they put together a menu. You could see it at eatinlikeit.com's Facebook if you like. They put together a menu. They got some great, great, great wines, including some Sicilian wines. They had a gentleman playing music, live music, one man right outside the door. He was playing the score from The Godfather. And then they had a big screen TV up in the corner with the movie playing. And then we had this.
That's awesome.
We had this wonderful, wonderful, wonderful dinner. Clemenza's meatballs were one of the items on the menu. The main course was a New York strip with kind of a pesto pasta. The fish course had a duck fat aioli with a lobster puttanesca, I believe it was. It was also incredibly good, and it was such a treat. The wines were amazing. There was an intermezzo, which I believe was a sorbet with, get this, Maggie, basil pop rocks.
Love it.
Basil pop rocks.
How creative.
Yes, and we were like, basil pop rocks. And then you eat them. I mean, they didn't pop in our mouths like those candies did when we were kids, but they tasted, you know, effervescent-y, if you will, and they were basil pop rocks. They were absolutely delicious. It was so much fun. And so, you know, that was Friday night. Spent the night at the beach house. Big shout out to those guys, where we're going to be having our fried chicken and champagne dinner on February the 13th at the Tiki Hut outdoors out there. Tickets are still available for that. They started moving a little bit. They'd been slow leading up to Christmas, ticket sales, that is, and I knew it was because of Christmas, but afterward they started moving. So we're looking forward to a good time. Hopefully we'll get really lucky with the weather. But you can find tickets for that if you'd like to join us. Unlimited fried chicken and unlimited bubbles for one price on February the 13th at the Tiki Hut of the Beach House. But next day, Sheila and I started a trek across the region, I should say, and it was a bunch of places that I had yet to go. And so we weren't staying Saturday night. We were making our way back to Savannah, and so we started went and said hello to some friends at Caligny. Shout out Matt Stock if you listen. And then we stopped to say hi to my buddy Russell at Zunzamar there on the island.
Yeah.
Quick Bloody Mary there. And then we went over to Locals Only Tap Room, which used to be Side Hustle Brewing Company over there. What's that street? You know where I'm talking about? At the circle. It goes off to the side.
That's Arrow.
Yes. Arrow Road. Stopped in at Locals Only Tap Room. Had lunch there because the crazy popular Tin and Tallow burger truck was there. And of course, I knew that in advance. So that was lunch. So we had, I believe, a beer there. This was all, you know, stick and move, stick and move. We were hanging out. It's funny. My wife had never had the Tin and Tallow burger, and which you still haven't yet, right?
And I still haven't. It's on my list.
Yeah. So we got a burger. We got a big old burger and a big giant bag of their Parmesan truffle waffle fries.
Yum.
And I knew we'd be eating over the course of the day, so I got one big burger so we could split it. And she took a bite of that burger, and she started cussing. It's very funny. It's very funny. She accused me of being obsessed with burgers, which I used to be. I'm not so much anymore, but I always look for the next great burger. And she was like, oh my God, this is the most unbelievable, as far as smash burgers go, probably the best one I've ever had in my life. And all the superlatives. And she kept looking at me like, this is unbelievable. And I told her the whole story about how I came to learn about it and how long they've been around. And so she, fair to say, enjoyed the fool out of a Tin and Tallow burger. They are crazy good, Maggie, if you get the opportunity.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait.
Well, on the 25th, they're going to open up a brick and mortar there where Jarvis Creek General Store used to be.
Correct.
So you'll have opportunity. You don't have to chase a food truck around. More on that next week because I'm hoping to visit with them this week. But we left Locals Only Tap Room and we went to Lincoln and South Brewing Company.
Oh, I love it there.
I had never been. I not only had I never been, I got lost trying to find it. Small capital lowercase L lost. Turn left on Matthews, and then I had to turn on. I go around the circle, and then turn on Island, and I got kind of wonky. Turned around, you know, it was only about a 3-minute delay in getting there, but it was really cool back there. It looked like something that you find a lot of the breweries I've been to in Atlanta. It was really cool. I really enjoyed chatting with Julian there. And learning a little bit about their whole situation and the owner being from Vermont and all of the things that they do. It's funny, I've known those guys and been sampling their beers for a couple of years now at all the festivals around the island, but I had never been to their actual facility. So that was a real treat. How often do you get over there? I would guess once or twice a year when the weather's pretty.
Yeah. Yeah. That's fair.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it is cool to have something like that tucked away in the island, way off, you know.
It is. It's just around the corner from me.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Yeah.
So we left. We left and understand that this, you know, I think we were, like I said, one and done at every place. This was over the course. We sat at each place for over an hour talking to the staff and all that stuff. And just, you know, because I'd never been to these places. And then we made our way up to Bluffton to the Side Hustle Brewing Company's tap room in Bluffton, right off of, I think it's Buck Island Road where the paper used to be. Is that accurate?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Where the Island Packet used to be there at 278.
Correct.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And so, we sat there, tasted a couple of their beers, met the guy in charge, had a wonderful chat with him. He told me about the expansion of their tap room, which you could read about it now at eatitlikeit.com if you'd like to. Had a wonderful, wonderful visit there. I think maybe one and a sample beer later. It was pushing 5 o'clock. This had been an all-day thing. We went and had one last beer over at Lot 9 Brewing, which I really, really love. Everything about that place. also in Bluffton, and then had dinner and went home. And that was that.
You grazed yourself all over this place. That's amazing. What a day.
Yeah, it was a long day. But it was like I said, it was an easy day. It wasn't a day of, you know, air quote drinking. It was, you know, a lot of conversation with people on the ground there that I don't do as often as I would like, but it was fun. Saw some old friends. Hey, how are you? I ain't seen you in a month of Sundays, blah, blah, blah. And so, it was cool. I really enjoyed, the gallivant across the region. And then I was home by 8:30, I want to say. And wow. Sometimes I do stuff like that and I stay on the island for one more night and then come home Sunday morning. But I was glad to be home Saturday night and woke up in my own bed Sunday morning. So that was good.
That goes a long way.
Yes.
That goes a long way.
It goes a very long way on a Sunday when you're trying to get some other stuff done. So, yeah, I look forward to doing perhaps a little more of that when it gets a little bit warmer. When we get deeper into the spring, there's a bunch of stuff coming up next month. You and I attended Hilton Head Seafood Festival last year together, didn't we?
We sure did. Yes.
That was the Saturday event at Honey Horn. Did you know, I went to the other stuff by myself. Yeah.
You went to a lot of the events surrounding that.
Yes.
Without me. I went to Honey Horn.
Yes.
With you.
Yes. Yes. That's always a good time. I enjoy the whole week. It's around the corner. Tickets are available at HiltonHeadSeafoodFestival.com. It's one of my favorite events of the year. If for no other reason, I come over there Tuesday, maybe Wednesday, and I stay until Sunday. So it gives me almost a full week on the island to do different things. So, this year, I've got some plans for my free time, air quote free time. And, you and I will get together and do some stuff. Do you plan to attend this year?
I would love to. I would love to. What was the date again? Is it after fried chicken and champagne?
Yeah, the Saturday event at Honey Horn, I believe, is February 23. Is that a Saturday?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not sitting in front of my calendar, but I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Whatever that Saturday is toward the end of the month. But you can see everything at HiltonHeadSeafoodFestival.com. That will be a good time, as is the pig picking and oyster roast on Friday, also there at Honey Horn. And Kelly and her staff do such a great job with everything associated with that event. So we will look forward to all of that. And yes, you are coming to my fried chicken and champagne, correct?
Yes, it's on my calendar.
Woohoo! That's going to be good. You know, they are in the process at Tiki Hut of buying more protection from the wind for the cold. There's heaters already in place if you've been out there, but they're buying more. It's going to be installed, I think, between the 23rd and the 26th of January, protection from the wind, so that, you know, it's a little more bearable if it gets crazy cold. But I'll be very honest. I'm hoping, you know how it is, how it's become the last, you know, 5, 6, 8 years. February 13, 14, 15, Valentine's weekend. Yes, I know, but we could get lucky with a very mild weekend. And
definitely,
you know, we could get lucky. And if so, we're planning to move the whole event out to on the sand for the beach party.
Oh, so, that would be so nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, yeah. So I know a lot of people are going to wait to see what the weather is before they commit to tickets, but I can tell you now it will sell out. So, yeah, it's going to be a good time. That's at the Beach House, the Tiki Hut at the Beach House, Thursday, February the 13th. We're going to get going at 6 o'clock so we can hopefully enjoy a little bit of a sunset. There'll be live music. It'll be a good time. And we looked at the calendars like, yeah, that's the start of Valentine's Day weekend. But we counted on the fact that there are a lot of people who... Yes, a lot of lovers out there who love to go out to eat on Valentine's Day, but I think there are an equal amount of people who avoid going out to eat on February 14th because of the the other things that come with that. Would you agree?
I totally agree. The best Valentine's Day I ever had was my significant other at the time. We were at our place in Charleston, and I had said, "Oh, hey, what are we doing for Valentine's Day?" And he said, "Oh, what day is that?" And I said, "Oh, it's next Tuesday." And he said, "Oh, we're going to a hockey game." And I was like, "Cool." And it really was the best Valentine's Day ever.
Yeah.
There were hardly any, you know, it wasn't crowded. You know, the lovers of the world were not at the hockey game, but yeah, we were. And it was so much fun.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the last time I went out to dinner on February 14th was probably 15 years ago, if not more.
Just so cliche.
100% cliche. The same thing with roses. You know, if you send them to your significant other on April 14th, they cost half the price. And and you're not, you know, and that may make me sound like a cheapskate, but you're not following a calendar. I've you know, Sheila deals with the fact that I just really don't care for Hallmark holidays. Oh, why?
Because
you said I need to go buy chocolate on a card, man.
Said,
get out of my
face. Yeah, I'm not all that into it either.
So, and I respect those that are. Good for you. Go have your heart-shaped chocolate cake for two. Knock yourselves out.
Oh, my goodness.
Knock yourselves out. All right, we're going to get out of here before...
We'll be eating fried chicken and drinking champagne.
That's so right. That's right.
That'll be a good one this year.
That's right. That's right. So tell us before we go where we can find you if we would like to buy a little clandestine place to shack up after Valentine's Day.
I'm on the Kaiser Jaton team at eXp Realty, and you can check out homes, villas, and condos for sale at my website, margaretcrenshaw.com.
We drove through the little neighborhood back there off of Forest Beach Road before we stopped at Caligny. I really enjoy that neighborhood, and I pointed one of the houses out to Sheila. I said, "I've been in there. I was in there with Maggie. Remember when we did that thing in that one house?"
Yes. Yeah. We shot my commercial there,
yeah,
didn't we?
We shot your commercial there, yeah. And that was...
That was a listing at the time.
Yeah. Now, I told her, and correct me if I'm wrong, what is the name of that neighborhood, first of all?
Well, that's considered North Forest Beach,
right.
And then to the south, same street is called South Forest Beach, and
now,
that's the area of the island that is not a gated community,
right?
But you do have oceanfront homes, and then just a whole network of beach oriented homes,
right? And I told her, I said, I may be wrong about this, but my understanding is outside of gated communities, this is some of the most desirable property on the island. Is that fair?
Oh, yes. Very fair. It's proximity to Caligny and the shops and the restaurants and the synergetic thing that we have going on now there with the Celebration Park and all the outdoor, the ability to walk outside and walk to your destination or bike without having to get in the car.
Yeah.
Very popular area.
Yeah, I bet it is. All right. Well, we're going to get out of here. Thank you so much for hanging out, Maggie. I will, do I have plans to come out your way? I might. Can't get into that in front of the children, but I will share with you.
Well, keep it a secret.
Yes.
Keep it a secret.
I will share with you off the grid what my plans are to be rolling through your area. And if we are able to get together for a bite, I'll let you know.
Oh, we'll do. Let's do it.
All right. Thank you. You have a great week, and we'll talk soon.